From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The head of the body tasked with destroying Syria's chemical weapons says fighting is preventing access to sites through some rebel-held areas. Ahmet Uzumku of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is calling for local short-term ceasefires so his experts can work in the country. This as Syria officially joins the Chemical Weapons Convention. Italy is stepping up sea and air patrols along its coast to locate and rescue migrant boats in trouble after two deadly shipwrecks. On Friday, 33 people died when their boat went under near Malta and the Italian island of Lampedusa, where more than 300 migrants drowned in a disaster days earlier. Europe correspondent Raquel Pimentel reports.
Italian Prime Minister Enrico Letta said air and naval forces would step up to patrol the south of Sicily starting Monday to combat a rise in migrant boats escaping African countries. Italy has been struggling to deal with an influx of migrants from Eritrea, Libya, and Somalia that since the summer have been boarding overcrowded boats and crossing the Mediterranean to seek asylum on EU shores. In recent weeks, more than 330 migrants have died in two separate incidents, revealing the extent of migrant flows from the African continent and countries where poverty and war have driven families out. But Prime Minister Letta says his country shouldn't have to shoulder the issue alone and has sought support from the EU. The 28-nation bloc's border patrol agency, Frontex, is now looking for additional funds to help in rescues where needed. Raquel Pimentel, Brussels.
A $5 million annual prize for good governance in Africa has gone unawarded again. The Mo Ibrahim Prize was launched to encourage African leaders to govern well and then leave power peacefully, but the committee found no one who fulfilled the criteria. Only three people have won it in the 7 years since it was launched: Mo Ibrahim Foundation board member and former South African minister Jay Naidoo says no one should be surprised it is hard to win.
Three times in 6 or 7 years is a remarkable record. I would like to those that question us to say, if we had a similar award in Europe, who would get it? Or if we had it in North America, who would we give it to? So I think that we have achieved a record, but we are not prepared to lower the standards. This is for excellence in leadership.
A court in Malaysia has ruled that non-Muslims cannot refer to God as Allah. It reverses a 2009 lower court ruling which led to tensions and saw churches and mosques attacked. Christians in Malaysia argue they have used the word Allah to describe their God for centuries. For breaking news updates, you can follow me on Twitter, at Ollie Barrett. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The UK is to relax visa rules for Chinese visitors after criticism from business leaders and education chiefs. Chinese nationals visiting the EU will not be required to submit separate UK visa applications if they book through selected travel agents. UK businesses have lobbied the government to ease restrictions so they can benefit more from wealthy Chinese visitors. Chancellor George Osborne made the announcement on a visit to China aimed at boosting trade and broader relations between the two countries.
We are two great trading nations with a shared interest in keeping the trade routes of the world open and free. We are two countries that care about the world and want to influence its future direction. And yes, of course, we have differences, different political systems, we attach value to different things, and we shouldn't be afraid of pointing out where we disagree. But let us not do it in a way that is not respectful of each other and tries to understand each other.
The ability of Iran to cut a deal on its nuclear program with the international community will be tested on Tuesday in Geneva. Members of the negotiating group known as the P5+1, which is the US, Russia, China, Britain, France and Germany, will be meeting with Iran's foreign minister. The talks are the first since the election of President Hassan Rouhani, who has changed the tone of engagement on the issue. James Lindsay of the Council on Foreign Relations says the grouping will look to test Iran's intentions.
The President of Iran, President of the United States, spoke by phone, first time in 35 years, all that positive. But the question is, what is it that the Iranians are willing to offer? And is that offer something that Western countries and Iran's neighbors can live with?
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.